find out what you've been missing in your life with A Balanced Life, featuring Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. They'll show you how to savor your life. Each episode is filled with energized conversations featuring insightful and informative expert guests who will teach you practical ways to nourish and invigorate your life so you can experience health, balance, and vitality every day. You'll find yourself smiling as you experience the liveliness and charismatic wit between Beth, Tracy, and their guests. What makes you happy, healthy, and feeling alive? Spend an hour with Beth and Tracy and find out. We're happy you're here.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Beth Aldrich. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Tracy Mallett. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Beth. How are you? It's bright.
Oh, you know, I'm doing fabulous, and I'm going to even be better once we have our first interview with Dr. Barry Sears. I, you know, have been a fan of his for quite some time, and even more so after I studied at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where he is a guest speaker. And I know you and I have spoken about this, and tell me your excitement. I know you're really thrilled too.
Well, I'm super excited. I've also been a fan of Dr. Sears for many years. Obviously, being in the health and fitness industry, it's amazing to have such great icons out there, you know, shredding the truth on what we really should be eating on a regular basis. And there needs to be more people like him fighting the good cause out there. We have an obesity epidemic, which could be completely eradicated if people would eat correctly. Mm-hmm. So I think today, Dr. Sears is going to give us some tips and easy pointers how we can go about that. And it's not as hard as people really think. It really
is just good news. Yeah.
Yeah, it is the good news. It's a little education, and we're halfway there, and that's what we need. So I'm super excited.
Well, let's take a second. I'm going to read everyone his bio because he's got such a beautiful background. Dr. Barry Sears, as you know, is one of the leading authorities on the dietary control, hormonal, and inflammatory response to treat chronic disease. And that's a key point that we're going to be talking about today.
Inflammatory, exactly. Right. And people have no idea what that's about.
Right. And I'm sure you're aware that he is the author of 12 books on the anti-inflammatory diets, including one of my favorites, the number one New York Times bestseller, The Zone. His books have sold, Tracy, more than 5 million copies and have been translated into 22 languages. Thank goodness we're going to have a leaner world. And his latest book that we're going to be featuring today is Toxic Fat. Now, he's a former research scientist at Boston University School of Medicine and MIT, and Dr. Sears is the president of the nonprofit Inflammation Research Foundation, where he continues his clinical research on the hormonal and anti-inflammatory effects of diet. So in particular, his research, Tracy, is focused on developing innovative dietary approaches in the treatment of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and neurological disorders. And because of his revolutionary research, Dr. Sears has become a guest on many national programs that you and I both have seen, such as 2020, Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS Morning News, CNN, and of course, one of my favorite, MSNBC. Dr. Sears is an international authority on the hormonal responses induced by our diet, and his books have sold over 5 million copies in the United States and have been translated, as I said, into 22 languages. And for those of you listening, if you want to kind of click along as we're listening to Dr. Sears today, you can go to www.zonediet.com or simply drsears.com, drsears.com. So with that, Tracy, help me welcome Dr. Barry Sears. Welcome, Barry.
Well, welcome. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Don't you love hearing your bio?
It's like, I only enjoy hearing when I hear a person like you reading it because you read it so well.
Exactly. You do such a great job, Beth.
Thank you. Well, Dr. Sears, you know, when we spoke last, when you were a guest on our show about a year and a half ago, we were talking about, you know, MedWell and the healthy food options that you've been working on. And then you mentioned you tipped a little bit of information about this book, Toxic Fat. Obviously, I know, but for the listeners, what was your big motivating factor for publishing this particular book?
Well, you know, obviously, nobody wakes up one morning and decides, I want to get fat. But yet, you know, really? Over 100 million Americans fall in that category and say, why? What happened? And, you know, unfortunately, everyone seems to be an expert in diet. Why? Because everybody eats three times a day. And most of our knowledge of diet is saying if we eat something, most of us end up becoming fat. And there's a big black box between what we put in our mouth and why we accumulate body fat. So what I try to do in this book is to unravel that and saying diet and the linkage between diet and weight accumulation is a lot more complex than we're told, and the solution is very, very different than we're told. So let's look, first of all, why we get fat. Well, first of all, the people who get fat are those who are genetically prone to get fat. About one-third of Americans are simply resistant to obesity. They're eating the same foods that everybody else is eating, and they're not getting fat. So they're simply genetically lucky, because that's the key. It's your genes and how the genes are turned on or turned off by the food we eat. And that's why we have to begin to look at food like a drug. And because every time we eat, at every meal, we're going to cause hormonal changes. And those hormonal changes turn on the genes that you may have already sitting in your body, then you will become fat regardless of the amount of effort and lack of desire to stay thin.
Really?
And so what I try to do in this book, it's right saying that there was no one evil aspect that really caused our obesity epidemic here in America, but really a confluence of three factors. The first was an increase in the levels of refined carbohydrates. Yes, that's junk food, but that's also bread, pasta, and pizza, and everything you find up and down the aisles of every supermarket. Because the higher
the center aisles.
Those are the carbohydrates that will increase the hormone insulin. But that's not sufficient to turn on the genes that make you fat. What is required is the other shoe to drop, and that's been a dramatic increase in the consumption of vegetable oils rich in omega-6 fatty acids. Because when those vegetable oils, or those omega-6 fatty acids, begin to interact with high levels of insulin, then you start forming toxic fat. This is
Term. Can we take a pause there?
Yes.
Because that is the, I think, in my opinion, and Tracy, I know we've talked about this, that is such a key thing, and I want to make sure the listeners, I want you to reiterate that, and let's really listen, listeners, because this is a really important thing. Okay, let's repeat that. So the increase with the increased consumption of processed carbohydrates increases the insulin,
and
right?
And now the increased intake of omega-6 fatty acids basically provides...
Which are? Let's give an example.
Well, the things that sound so healthy, you know, corn oil, soy oil, sapphire oil, sunflower oil. What can be more natural than seeing sunflowers waving in the field? They're actually incredibly dangerous items, because when those omega-6 fatty acids found in all those common oils interact with high levels of insulin, you make what is called arachidonic acid. That's a big term, so it reduces it to toxic fat. And why? Because that particular fatty acid at high levels will kill you, and at lower levels will turn on the genes that accelerate obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's.
So do we just wipe them off the supermarket shelves? I mean, why isn't there changes on getting rid of these?
Because basically these are now the cheapest form of calories in the world today. And that's why every
You're talking about carbohydrates like pasta and bread. Are you talking about white carbohydrates? I mean, like white pasta.
The oils.
It really doesn't matter. You know, we're led to believe that whole grain foods, we can eat them until the cows come home. They will have the same impact on insulin that their white refined carbohydrates have. Now, the benefit of whole grain foods is because they contain certain chemicals called polyphenols. That's the chemicals that give fruits, vegetables, and whole grain items their color. Those in high enough concentrations have some anti-inflammatory effects. But as far as the effect on insulin, whole grain pasta and regular pasta, whole grain bread, regular bread, they are identical.
Interesting. So everyone's saying, do the whole grain this and the whole grain that.
Yeah, because that's what the media is now saying, just eat whole grain this. If you eat that, you're going to be totally fine. So it's people have no idea that this can actually happen. So it's very insightful.
And that's one of the problems of why Americans are so confused. And, you know, our whole, you know, the biggest industry in our country is basically healthcare, taking care of sick people.
Sure.
The second biggest industry is agribusiness, which makes people sick.
Right. So they're working together. Well, we know that. We had that conversation a few several months ago. Quick question.
Yes.
Can people consume any types of flour, or is there anything out there like a grainy something that people can consume that will not create this problem?
Anything, but always in moderation. And this is the problem.
Okay.
The fact is easy and inexpensive to consume grains and starches. And therefore, people basically, you know, really go by their pocketbook. People, if you ask people in the streets, you ask them what a fruit and vegetable is, they say, well, that's something from the planet Uranus. In reality, those are also carbohydrates. But they enter the bloodstream at a slower rate and decrease insulin. But the real culprit, the real culprit in our society is really this a tremendous increase in omega-6 fatty acids. And at the same time, over the last century, we've had dramatic decrease of omega-3 fatty acids, things found in fish and fish oils. And that was always our control rod, control rod of a nuclear reactor. If you have enough omega-3 fats in the diet, they can basically turn down the overproduction of toxic fat. But when you take them out of the diet...
See, now that's key too, right? Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
And so we've taken those out of the diet and have dramatically increased the levels of toxic fat. And all of a sudden, these genes in every individual are being activated. Some people, activation will give rise to increased fat at a very rapid rate and almost impossible to get rid of it. Others, increased likelihood of getting cancer or heart disease or Alzheimer's. And this is why our healthcare problems are so immense here in America.
Interesting.
I'd love to. Can you give the viewers some ideas of where we can get omega-3 fatty acids? Obviously, we know, but I'd love you to give your insight so they know what kinds of foods to find.
The easiest way to get omega-3 fatty acids is to eat a lot of fish. But we have a problem here because all fish in the world today are contaminated. We've thrown into the environment things like mercury, PCBs, dioxins, flame retardants. And when you eat fish, they're basically all being taken into your body. So people have, and rightfully so, basically are eating less fish, and fish have become a lot more expensive as we're hunting that species to extinction. So our one really control rod we had to control toxic fat has been taken out of the diet, and so now what's our alternative? Well, the alternative could be, can I take fish oil supplements? Yes, you could, and it's a very big if. If those supplements, all the pure impurities and toxins have been removed from them. And that's a very formidable task.
So do you have, well, again, this is kind of like a little plug, but do you have a source that you would recommend that is a viable and non-toxic or more pure source that people could tap into? Or is there a company or brand that you think is, you know,
I mean, someone's self-serving, if I said that the oil that we use is probably the best, which it is. However,
well, so what? Tell us. I want to hear.
Well, no, it's called Omega RX. But here's what people want to do if I ask if they have good fish oil. Is one, apply the toothpick test. If you're taking fish oil capsules.
Excuse me.
And what you want to do is break open 4 or 5 fish oil capsules and put the oil into a shot glass.
Okay.
Put the shot glass and the oil into your freezer and come back 5 hours later with a toothpick. If you can't put the toothpick through the fish oil, meaning it's frozen solid, what you've been taking is the sewer of the sea.
Wow. Ooh.
Now, if you can put the toothpick through the fish oil, it might be okay. Now, a better test is a test that basically mankind's been using for hundreds of thousands of years, taste and smell.
Yes.
Now, because we can basically, our sensors for taste and smell are incredibly sophisticated, far more than any instrumentation we have available today. So here's an easy way. Basically, if you bite into a fish oil capsule and it tastes really rotten, it is.
Okay.
If you bite into a fish oil capsule and it has a very, very bland taste, it's probably purified.
Nice. Okay.
How many capsules should we be taking on a daily basis then? What is your recommendation?
Well, it depends on how much of this inflammation caused by toxic fat you have. And so it doesn't depend on your age, weight, or sex, but how much inflammation you have and where it's located. Now, we do blood tests and have for a decade looking at the levels of toxic fat in the body and relating it to various chronic conditions. So I'll give you some broad guidelines. Let's say that you're healthy, that is, your normal weight, you look good in a swimsuit, and you don't have any chronic disease. Then you'll need about 2.5 grams of these omega-3 fatty acids. Well, that sounds like a lot.
250 milligrams? Okay.
But that's exactly the amount that your grandparents gave your parents when they gave them a tablespoon of cod liver oil.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And the day that people, our parents, stopped giving their children fish oil was probably the biggest breakdown in public health care in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Now, I agree.
Let's say that now you're more inflamed. You're fat. You have diabetes. You have heart disease. Plan to double that dosage.
Okay.
Let's say you no longer have what I call silent inflammation, but now you have screaming pain, like arthritis.
Yeah.
Still higher. And what if you have now inflammation inside the brain? Let's say you have multiple sclerosis. You have depression. You have attention deficit activity disorder. You need about 10 grams or higher. These are very high dosages. Make no mistake about it. But this is the thing about natural products. They do work. But oftentimes,
have you seen some research just tipped on that on ADHD and attention deficit disorder with the decrease of children eating omega-3-6 fatty acids? Has there been any research to say that this does actually help?
Oh yes, actually, we published a study 3 years ago that we took children who are already on their optimal dosage of their drugs to control their ADHD. And put them on very high levels of fish oil, about 15 grams a day.
And 50 grams. 15.
So it'd be 15,000 milligrams.
Correct.
Okay.
And what you would see in the first 4 weeks is a dramatic improvement of their behavior that correlated with the change of the omega-3 fatty acids in the blood.
Yeah. Interesting.
I remember in class, Dr. Sears, you mentioned to us about an individual that was extremely overweight, and you did the large doses. Let's talk about that for a second, because that's profound.
Well, again, the number one health concern of most people are the things that mean I'm fat, and how do I lose the weight? Well, let's ask the question. Let's go to the heaviest man in the history of the world, Manuel Uribe, who was my patient in Mexico. When we first started working with Manuel, he weighed 1,260 pounds. No matter how fat you are, you cannot be as fat as Manuel Uribe. So we worked with him and said, Manuel, we know what your problem is. You're not morally inferior. You're not a weak-willed idiot. But what you are, you're inflamed. You have high levels of toxic fat. We did a blood sample and said, here's the problem. He says, it can't be that simple. He says, it is. So we started to reduce the levels of toxic fat. We put him on the Zone diet, of course, to help lower insulin. But we gave very, very high levels of omega-3 fatty acids. And for the first time in his entire life, he was never hungry. And now, all of a sudden, he started losing weight. And not only did he lose weight, but within a matter of months, his blood chemistry became perfect.
Brilliant.
But it was simply because if you reduce the inflammation, it's like a balloon full of water. If you put a hand in one side of the balloon, there'll be a protrusion on the other side. That hand is the levels of toxic fat in the body. What that protrusion on the side might be depends on your genes. It could be weight gain. It could be heart disease. It could be cancer. It could be neurological disorders. But whatever the protrusion, if you remove the fist from the other side, the toxic fat, that protrusion drops back again.
Interesting.
And this is why we've made medicine a lot more complex than it really is.
I know. And this, I love, I have to tell you, if you don't mind, I use your story with a lot of people because I think it's a very simple way that people can start to make profound changes in their health. Now, Dr. Sears, we're going to take a brief commercial break. And then when we come back, we are going to welcome Petter Etholm. Is that the correct way to pronounce his name? Petter Etholm?
Petter Etholm, yes.
Etholm, thank you, after the commercial so that he can join in on our conversation so we can continue our conversation with Dr. Barry Sears and information about the Zone Diet and, more importantly for today, the Toxic Fat book. So stay with us. We will be on a commercial break for a moment or two, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog, written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Welcome back to A Balanced Life. Today, we're very excited. We have the amazing Dr. Sears, but also we have a special guest too, Petter Etholm. And I have to say that because we were just checking whether I'm pronouncing it correctly. We're very excited to have him today. Petter Etholm is the Chief Executive Officer of Zone Labs, online at www.zonediet.com. And I really highly recommend you guys go and take a look at all the fabulous products they have. He's the CEO of Medwell Foods, both companies founded by Dr. Barry Sears, a leading authority on the dietary control of hormonal response and author of the New York Times bestseller. And we just had him on talking about his new fabulous book, Toxic Fat. He's an expert at creating and growing retail chains. Early in this year, Mr. Etholm served as an executive vice president of Nutrisystem, which I know many of you know about Nutrisystem, where he managed 250 corporate and 1,000 franchise stores, which is pretty amazing, right, Beth?
Yeah. Oh, I'm impressed.
500 million in system-wide sales. 500 million, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And owned and operated his own chain of 20 Nutrisystem stores with an annual turnover in excess of 10 million. So it's big business here.
Yeah, so he's run
a lot of overweight people.
He knows how to run things.
Do you think he would consult on my business?
Yes, perhaps. And I love that he's Norwegian because I'm part Norwegian. So.
Well, I'm English, so I must be from the Viking descent. Anyway.
Well, welcome to the show, Petter. It's a delight to welcome you to the conversation.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we were talking with Dr. Sears, and we'll continue our conversation about, you know, the toxic fat and what's going on, you know, primarily when we talked about the Zone Diet and now his new book, Toxic Fat. Now, you've run a major weight loss company as the CEO of Nutrisystems. How do you think this is different to run a company such as the Zone Labs at zonediet.com? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think we actually got to start with why I decided to leave Nutrisystem.
Yeah, why don't we get to that first? Thank you.
I had been involved in Nutrisystem for almost 20 years in many different capacities, including developing Nutrisystem's markets both in the United Kingdom and Australia and in Canada, in addition to what we were doing here in the United States. And one of the things that became very frustrating to me was that we were trying to help people that had real problems, but the help we gave them didn't quite work. 98% of the people that we took through the program that lost weight gained it back again within a year, and that just didn't feel good to me.
That's a big statistic.
Yes. So in the late 90s, I actually decided to leave Nutrisystem, leave the weight loss industry, never to return. And Barry and I have been friends for 30 years, and so over the years we've been talking about this, about the different solutions that he has come up with, and the possibility of doing something together. And when he showed me what he had done with Medwell Foods, combining manufacturing of foods with his own diet, and the results that we were able to get with it, I said, perhaps it's time for me to get back into the weight loss business again, because now we have a solution that actually works and works long-term.
Long-term, it sticks with you.
Well, that's always the trick. Weight loss and weight loss and weight gain is a long-term situation that people struggle with their whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yo, yo.
And so, Dr. Sears, when you, what was your motivation to bring Petter on board?
Well, as you correctly point out, Petter is one of the top business people in the country. I'm a pretty good pointy-head scientist, but, but I'm not by any stretch of the imagination anybody who can run a business. And, again, this is a business that was very, very different because once we developed these new food products, remember I said earlier, the breads, the pizza, the pasta, the ones that basically make you fat. Well, we developed whole new technology, actually a patented technology, that allowed us to basically reconstruct these to replace much of the carbohydrate or protein to give a very different hormonal response and, more importantly, a shutdown of hunger. And Petter was initially skeptical. Says, you know, I've been in the weight loss business for, you know, decades and, you know, nothing works. So we gave him some of our initial food. He said, oh, my God. I've tried
your food, and I think it's delicious. We should get Tracy some to try. It is really delicious.
The key
fact about diet is that
people are more likely to change their religion than to change their diet.
Love that.
So rather than telling people what they should eat, it makes more sense to basically ask them what they will eat. And now if you're clever, you can basically now make those food products that they like to eat and therefore will eat, but now alter the hormonal responses, and by altering those hormonal responses, you alter your genes. And that's a powerful statement that you can now
make. It's a very powerful statement. Now, what is the web address? Even though we said it, let's just repeat it for listeners so that they can find these products. What's the best website for that?
That would be zonediet.com.
Okay, so simple enough, zonediet.com. So while you're listening, everyone, click on there and follow along as we talk about this. Now, Petter, what my question for you is, the Zone Diet was created by Dr. Sears. We know that. How is it to work with a scientist and a creator of such a global nutrition and weight loss program? What's it like?
It's an absolutely wonderful experience. I'm one of those lucky guys that go to work every day and get one or two or three hours worth of lessons from a professor that knows more about these topics than anybody else I've ever met in the world.
Yeah.
Now, from my background, growing up in Norway, when you're 19, you actually have to decide what you want to be.
Oh.
And I was accepted into medical school and business school and literally flipped the coin to decide whether I was going to become a doctor or a businessman.
Wow.
And so this is, to a great extent, coming home.
I get to
work with really what is the basis of medicine, which is food,
and
do some remarkable things with these food products to help people live a healthier life, and at the same time combine that with the skills and knowledge I have about running a business and having fun with it. It's an absolutely great experience.
I think you came onto a point there where people's relationship with food, it's about, you know, helping fight, you know, longevity, and it's looking at food as medicine. And I think in our today's society, we don't look as food as medicine. And so that's a great point that you added there. And you say that Zone Foods have a 1-2-3 balance. I think I would love you to explain to the audience what exactly that is in a little bit more detail, Petter.
There's in the macronutrient world, we deal with fat, proteins, and carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And the basis of the Zone Diet, as researched and written by Dr. Sears, is for every gram of fat you eat, you should also get 2 grams of proteins and 3 grams of carbohydrates. That has proven to be...
Wait, can you repeat that again? For every gram of fat you consume, you should have how much protein?
Two grams of protein.
Okay.
And 3 grams of carbohydrate.
Okay. That's important, everyone. So please keep that ratio. 1-2-3. Oh, hello. 1-2-3.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
and that, over the years, has proven to be the optimum mix of those three macronutrients for people like us. So it's as simple as that. And all of our MedWell foods that are now also marketed under the Zone brand have that ratio. So it doesn't really matter what you eat. You can have a brownie, You can have a pizza. You can have
And those
pasta.
Brownies are good, by the way.
I want to try the brownies.
Just FYI, for those listening, Dr. Sears, you go. You go, guy, because those brownies are good.
I'm sure my kids would love those brownies. Are you kidding? You know, that's their favorite food. So,
And one of the interesting effects of these foods is that it also promotes satiety. And so when you can create satiety in a person, weight loss becomes much simpler because you're not hungry.
Right. And that's the key. I think some of us continue to eat because my kids do this all the time. They'll come home and they'll have something carbohydrate-y. And I always say, oh my goodness, grab a handful of almonds. You know, balance it out. Bring some healthy fat in there. Get some carbohydrate or fiber in there. And I'm so glad that you pointed that out. That's really key. Now, go ahead. Sorry.
In our family, we've raised three young athletes, two who were very active on the national level fencing and one now who runs the 400 meter. And as a young athlete, your diet is very, very important. So all three of them have been disciples of Barry's and consequently have done very well at what they do.
Yeah,
I love that. I should tell my sons that. I think my one son is a runner. My other guys are basketball players, so that's important. Tracy, I know you had a question for Dr. Sears.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions for Dr. Sears, actually, or Petta. A lot of my clients, you know, are on the go. They're traveling. They're professional people, and I think their biggest downfall, as we all know, is dining out because we have no clue what's in the food that we're presenting to us. Can you give us some suggestions on how to eat more healthily when you're traveling and you're dining out?
It's very easy. All you have to do is make sure you always take to your dinner one hand and one eye.
Okay.
And here's all the rules you need to follow wherever you're eating. At every meal, simply divide your plate into three equal sections. On one-third the plate, you put some low-fat protein that's no bigger or thicker than the palm of your hand.
Right.
And the other two-thirds of the plate, you fill it until it's overflowing with vegetables and have a little fruit for dessert.
And
what you've done is that.
I was going to say, always ask for vegetables without any oil on the top because that's a big culprit.
What's called a dash, that's a small amount, a dash of olive oil. And what you've created is a drug that for the next 4 to 6 hours will basically keep you in that zone. Now, Peter and I had this opportunity at the JFK airport yesterday when we had a 5-hour delay. We had to eat something, and airport venues are not the greatest, but we can construct just with one hand and one eye. A fairly decent meal, and if you have that, you say, I can do it.
Yeah.
But you correctly point out, time is your greatest problem. And we live in a time-compressed world. And that's why one of the things about these new food products, which makes them very useful, they're portable. They don't need a knife and a fork. You can put them
in your
pocket. You can put them in your briefcase. And so now, if we, if you're basically caught and can't eat the right thing, just pull out a bagel, or a brownie, or of something of that sort. Say, all of a sudden, I've got that 1-2-3 balance, and in that process, now I'm controlling my hormones, but controlling the hormones that control hunger in the brain, and now life becomes much, much easier.
So, Petter, have you noticed, and Dr. Sears also, have people shown really wonderful results by using these food products? What kind of feedback have you gotten? Because I know people that would love to lose weight but just can't let go of the carbs.
The feedback has been remarkable. And actually, one place to go and experience for yourself what that feedback is on our website. We put quite a few videos up of actual people who've been through the diet and captured the feelings and the results that they have obtained by following the Zone diet. So, I don't think there's any better way than just to listen to people who've done it themselves and honestly tell the story.
And I'll give you one example of one of our patients down in Miami. He started out at 505 pounds, and for the last year and a half, he's been eating nothing but these Zone products. It means he eats bagels for breakfast, he eats pizza for lunch, and he eats pasta for dinner.
No way.
And
in that time period, he's lost about 180 pounds. He's never hungry, but he's no longer a diabetic, no longer has hypertension, no longer has sleep apnea. And why? He says, you know, I'm eating the foods I like to eat. This is not, here's a good rule of thumb. Whatever you use to lose weight, you have to follow for the rest of your life.
Thank you. I think people think it's a short-term fix. Now, Tracy, you had a question about exercise.
Yeah, obviously exercise is my field, but I wanted your opinion on how you foresee exercise being a part of weight loss or maintenance. And then also I'd love to hear, and I'm sure the audience would like to hear, what your workout routine is.
Coming from a fitness instructor.
Well, in terms of weight loss, I tell people always follow the 80-20 rule. In terms of weight loss, 80% of your weight loss will come from the diet, 20% from exercise. Now, when you go to weight maintenance, it becomes more of 50-50. So there's a lot of good reasons to exercise. You reduce the likelihood of heart disease and diabetes. You basically feel better about yourself. You hang out with nice people, but weight loss is not one of them, because unless you're basically really working on controlling the diet, you're not going to basically lose the weight. Now, but I said once you reach your goal weight, then exercise becomes important to maintain it. Now, what do I do every day? I've got my little gym in the basement of my house because I know it's easy to get to. And so I will basically work out 6 days a week aerobically, maybe 20 minutes on an exercise bike or on a treadmill, and then 3 days a week doing strength exercises. And then the other 3 days, I'm not doing that. I'm doing stretching.
See, so you've got a nice balance. Now, I wanted to point out, I'm really bummed. I just realized here that we missed your cruise to the Western Caribbean for the Zone. How did that go? Was that last week, March 14th?
That was last week. That was our 12th cruise. We have a cruise every year where we basically...
You're going to do it next March? Because I'm coming.
Well, actually, we're going to do it probably next May to Alaska.
And, I'm going. Tracy, mark your calendar. We're going. Tracy could do fitness classes for you there.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a national fitness...
That's what we do. We basically take the people, usually no more than 100, to give them personal interaction. And basically, we control all the food. We have seminars.
No, I'm serious. I'm coming. I'm not even joking.
We'd be honored to have you there.
By then, my book will be out, and I can sign copies. So Dr. Sears, really quick, and Petter also. For people listening, what in conjunction with this diet and the program and the foods at the Zone Diet, what are the best oils for people to use at home? We mentioned that the sunflower and the corn oil aren't a good choice. What would people be able to cook with? Because I know sometimes there's trickiness when you want to heat olive oil. What would be a good choice
for, you know, using oils at home? Olive oil, you're right, in terms of extra virgin, it tends to smoke. But if you use refined olive oil, the very light olive oil, that's a good source. Remember, I said one of the problems was omega-6 fatty acids. It turns out that one of the oils that has the lowest amount of omega-6 fatty acids turns out to be butter.
See, all right, you know something? I need to trust my instinct, because for the longest time I said, what if you just use a half a teaspoon of butter? And everyone's like, no butter. But I'm telling you.
Harvard Medical School led the charge a decade ago saying, butter kills. And then last week there was an article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition from Harvard saying, we made a mistake. Well, this is like Rosanna Dana, you know, saying, whatever. It's not that bad for heart disease. What the point was that basically what has happened, that we have, you know, and there's we have replaced a lot of traditional oils, and there are really only three on the world supply. We're really olive oil, which is really a fruit oil, butter, and lard. And what basically links all those together, they're very, very low in omega-6 fatty acids.
I see. What about coconut oil?
Basically, it's low in omega-6 fatty acids, but it's very rich in short-chain saturated fatty acids. These basically will have an effect on basically increasing cholesterol levels to a much greater extent than the longer-chain saturated fatty acids.
So it's not good for your cholesterol, because I have a lot of people that are promoting it. Okay.
There's, again, that's why we've been led. I said American medicine is a lot less complex than we think. What causes heart disease is not cholesterol. The number one drug to prevent a heart attack remains an aspirin. Does aspirin lower cholesterol? No. Does it reduce inflammation?
Inflammation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
All right. So, Petter, The pasta especially is a product that diabetics avoid. You know, we know that. And I read that your Zone pasta has removed most of the flour and replaced it with protein and fat to make it the 1-2-3 balance that Dr. Sears, you know, seeks in the Zone diet. So does that change the taste of the Zone pasta, or will it still taste like what you and I have recognized, say, in a restaurant or at home?
No, the pasta tastes like pasta. I happen to like to cook. I'm the cook in the family. So
you are? Okay.
Yes, so that's my responsibility. And the family over the years has become quite critical about what the food should taste like. And so the pasta is as good as any other pasta you'll get from any other source. The beauty of this pasta and why diabetics can eat it is it controls your blood sugar. So you don't get the huge spike in blood sugar that you would get with a normal pasta meal that then sort of leaves you in the doldrums about two hours later as the body tries to recover.
So basically so you can enjoy it like we talked earlier about it and still have it taste just the way you're used to in your old recipes.
Absolutely.
That you're, you know, like the other type of pasta.
Well,
so
because otherwise you'll never basically look to basically make these as ingredient substitutions. That was the hard part. That's what took, you know, 4 years of hard R&D, not only to basically come up with the technology, to make it have the same, exact same taste characteristics that people are accustomed to.
Now, in your book, Dr. Sears, you talk about the Zone snacks and how they're very important in the plan. Now, we talked about the pasta. I'd like to talk a little bit about the snacks. And if people were to follow the Zone plan, how does it work? They'd have breakfast. I mean, I know, but I want people who are listening who haven't done this before. Let's just quickly go over a brief snapshot of a day of how they would incorporate the products or the lifestyle of eating with the Zone.
Well, first of all, it's all about Zone timing. So never let more than 5 hours go by without a snack or a meal. So let's say you wake up and have breakfast at 7 o'clock. What does that mean? Have lunch no later than 12. Now, if you eat lunch at 12, most people eat dinner at 7 or 8 o'clock. That's more than 5 hours. So you need a small hormonal touch-up at maybe 5 o'clock so you aren't hungry when dinner comes. That's the secret. Mm-hmm. If you're not hungry, you're going to make good food choices. And before you go to bed, even though you're going to bed, your brain's not. So you give it basically another small hormonal touch-up to prevent nocturnal hypoglycemia through the 8-hour cycle, and there you have it. You're eating three meals and two snacks spaced throughout the day, and hopefully, ideally, each one having that same balance of protein, carbohydrate, and fat that can stabilize blood sugar levels and basically shut down hunger. So, as Peter said before, if you're not hungry, making good food choices and basically cutting back in calories is incredibly simple.
That's an awesome suggestion.
These foods, are they at most major food stores right now? Like,
or do you just get them online?
What we set out to do here was do a very, very formidable business model, and that is we are the manufacturer and the marketer. So these are fresh food. They don't last forever. So we make that. Get an order, and it'll be made in our factory and shipped out to the person within 36 hours.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think that's the key, to have control over your products and also the distribution, the manufacturing, so you truly know that you've got that quality and that seal of approval. Wouldn't you agree?
100%. And that's what makes it a much more difficult business enterprise and way beyond my expertise. That's why Peter runs the show.
Well, Petter, speaking of, you know, Barry, I love how you transition these conversations perfectly, because I wanted to ask Petter, as far as the franchise aspect is concerned, let's talk a little bit about the franchise end of this business and, you know, if people wanted to get interested or invest or, you know, is there a way to do that? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this model, because it is a model that uses the internet actually as its distribution channel. Mm-hmm. The opportunity to become a regular sort of classical franchise doesn't exist. However, the best marketing method we have is the word of mouth marketing, which means you tell your family tell their friends, and so forth. And we are in the process of launching on our website a program called Friends and Family, where by recommending our food products to your friends and family, you earn zone points, and those points will go towards paying for your foods. And it doesn't actually take that much for you to get all of our food products for free.
Yeah. Now, let's say Tracy and I were to have a link on our website. Could you do affiliate links with websites? Are you into that yet?
Yes. Yes, we can and we do. And I'd be very happy to set it up with you.
Yeah, I think that would be wonderful because I know I work as a health counselor in addition to doing healthy lifestyle work for the media. And a lot of people are always asking me great ways to incorporate, healthy eating. And this is such an easy
tool. It's an easy solution for busy moms out there, such as us and professional women. I think that's the biggest key is, and I think you've really filled that void in the industry of having easy, accessible, nutritious snacks and packaged foods that people can eat without feeling the guilt and being able to lose weight or maintain or feel healthy. And I know the number one question that people always ask me, like, what bars do you suggest? Because I think as a society, we were fascinated by energy bars, you know what I mean?
And we are.
We're so bombarded with so many choices. So can you talk a little bit about your zone bars? Because I think that's probably one of your highest selling products, I would think, right?
Well, actually, you're wrong. Actually, our highest selling product are fish oils.
So America's finally listening to you, Dr. C.
Omega RX.
Better late than never. But one of the things about bars is that, one, if you go to the store, they don't taste very good. Why? They have to have a shelf life of about a year. So one of the things that this technology allows us to do is to make fresh bars like they just came out of the oven, of things like brownies and things of this sort, that basically have superior taste characteristics. But we're not in the food business. We're really basically in the diabetes and metabolic syndrome control business.
And anti-inflammatory.
And all those basically require reducing inflammation around the clock. So
we
just have to make the tastiest, quote, drugs, unquote, drugs around that basically control inflammation.
When we were talking with Brian Dobson, who was our guest a couple of weeks ago, he was talking to me about the information and videos that are available on thezonediet.com. I really want our listeners to understand that this is an incredible resource. Can you tell us a little bit about the information and videos that they can find on the website? I think that's an important thing. So people know that they're not just going there, quote unquote, buying stuff. It's to learn and to educate. So
that's always our key. And this is our philosophy as a company. Hopefully, that if we've taught you well, you'll never buy our products again. Not for everyone.
That's true.
But that's our goal. If you people are not educated, we basically have missed our mission completely. So on the Zone Diet website, yes, we sell products, but we give hundreds, if not thousands, of recipes of how you can build your own zone meals. You have a tremendous amount of forums where people talk about their problems. And then on drsears.com, if you really want the science, the really pointy head stuff, then basically it goes in greater detail and say, this is very, very complex science happening in your body. What we're trying to do is make it easy to execute, to activate that science using the foods you like to eat.
Right, which is, bravo to you really for creating this. And I know this has been a long process. It didn't just happen overnight, and it's been a lot of research, and it's very sound information and advice. And that's a really key thing that I want people to understand. Dr. Sears has been doing this for quite some time. You're a weight loss expert. You've got the best-selling book, The Zone, and now this book. You've sold over 5 million Zone diet books around the world. What is the most common thing, Dr. Sears, that people say about the difficulty of losing weight? I mean, we've talked about it, but let's kind of hammer this home. We've got about another 6 or 8 minutes here, and I want to make sure we get all the important points out for our listeners.
Invariably, what happens, people say, I like to eat the food I like to eat. And therefore, the hardest part is not losing weight. Anybody can lose weight. The hard part, as Petter will tell you, is keeping the weight off.
Right.
And so you have done a great disservice if you have people lose weight and the weight comes back on, because really they've put their body under great hormonal stress. So my background is not nutrition. My background is really drug delivery systems for cancer drugs. And this becomes full circle. Basically, we're looking at drug delivery technology, making it easy for the patient to comply, eating the foods they like to eat, and say, okay, now you have a system you can follow for a lifetime basis to keep inflammation under control. And that means keeping toxic fat under control. And if you're successful, you retake control of your genes. And that means you retake control of your future. And that's why this is, when we go back to the word diet, we go back to the Greek root, which means way of life. This is, when we talk about the zone diet, it's a way of life of keeping your hormones in a zone for the goal of controlling your genes. And that's a pretty powerful statement. But the new breakthroughs in molecular biology support that. And it's really going back to the beginnings of modern medicine with Hippocrates, when he said, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. We're basically just updating this 2,500 years later and making it easy to execute. And if it's easy to execute, then you can.
Right. Which, and I think that's the biggest thing that we're talking about today is, you know, something that we can do and we can maintain for a long term. I know, Tracy, you had one more question before we wrap the show.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, people talk about, you know, the vitamin business, or as I would say, the vitamin business is huge globally. And I would love your take on it. For instance, if I'm eating a healthy, balanced diet, am I getting enough vitamins from the food, or do I need to be taking additional vitamins? I mean, what is your thoughts on that? What is your religion on that, for instance?
Well, let me get on a scale of 1 to 10. Let me basically put, I'll give vitamins probably of a 1 or a 2. They can hurt you, but the data has been, they don't seem to help that much. But they're a good, cheap insurance policy. On that same scale.
So it's an insurance policy.
I will give the polyphenols. This is the colors, the chemicals to give the colors to fruits and vegetables and the whole grains. I'll give them probably a 4. On that same scale, I'll give the fish oil about an 8.
Oh, okay.
And finally, on that scale, I'll give the zone diet that you're balancing protein, carbohydrate, fat every meal throughout the day. I'll give that a 15.
Ooh.
So pick and choose. All of them are good. But unless you have a diet baseline that's consisting of a consistent hormonal control diet that has fish oil and polyphenols in it, it's like building a house on sand or concrete. Mm. If you're building a house on sand, all the vitamins in the world are not going to help you.
That's true. You're not going to be able to absorb them correctly.
Well, that is such a key point. And before we wrap up, I just want to ask Petter, what is the next step or what lies ahead for thezonediet.com? What can we look forward to in about a minute, if you can just give us that?
Yeah, what we're trying to do with the Zone Diet is to make sure that the world gets to know it and make sure that the world can start to enjoy the benefits that Barry and I know that you can get, that you can obtain from following the system. So that involves marketing programs, that involves being active in events like we just had. It involves basically every communication channel that you can think of to get our message out to people so they understand what we have and how we can help them.
Great. Well, and that's what we're hoping to do today, Tracy and I, getting this word out, because Tracy, being a health and fitness wonderful guru for so many people at www.tracymallett.com, and of course forherinformation.com, our online magazine, we're always willing to promote people like Dr. Barry Sears and Petter, who have really brought this to, you know, everyday language now. And we thank you both so much. This has been just a wonderful morning for me. Tracy, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, and I truly hope that people take note of what Dr. Sears and Petter says today, because small little changes can make a huge difference in the world, and the Zone Diet has really helped that, and will stop childhood obesity, which is very prevalent out there, and the obesity epidemic, and it's easy. That's what we want to suggest. It's easy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sears, and thank you, Petter.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
It's been our pleasure, and we look forward to connecting again on another project. And we are – sign us up for that cruise. I'm going to bring
it. We'll get the information out to you.
You've got an international fitness expert here in Tracy, and I know she'd love to do some exercise programs for you or something.
We would look forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you, Petter, as well. And from one sexy Norwegian to another, have a great day.
I like that.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be back with another guest. In the meantime, have a balanced life, everyone. Thank you.
You've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. Listen every other Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time as Beth and Tracy show you what you've been missing.